am stronger on the outside. It's easy when you know why.
Supermarket Kisses by Mark Tuohy.
This feeling sad, it's not so bad.
Look how loud this is.
What are you?
Sneaking out for a fag. Smoking outside in view of supermarket customers is now a dismissible offence.
Yeah, in their dreams. Listen, Mel, sometimes you've got to stand up for what you believe in.
What's that got to do with it?
Everything. Look, if they had their way, they wouldn't let us home at night.
And that's why you don't want a club card?
Yeah, that really upsets them. And that's why, if I want to go outside for a ciggy during my tea break, then I will.
I never knew there was so much to it.
To what?
Smoking.
Very funny. So who tuned you up this morning, then?
You'd be the last to know.
Come on, what's his name? Oh, Simon, that's it.
I split up with him last week.
You're joking. What a waste.
What do you mean? You're not jealous, are you?
Well, it was quite nice in a Diet Coke break kind of way.
You're old enough to be his mother.
What's that got to do with it?
No offence, Carol, but I don't think he fancied you.
How do you know? We were never properly introduced.
Well, it's all yours.
No, thanks, he'd be shop soiled.
You aren't jealous?
Maybe. Look, quickly, before we go back in, I want to ask you a favour.
What?
What are you doing tomorrow night?
Shelves.
Not now, you're not. You're coming out with me for a birthday piss-up at the Beehive.
But you never go out, Carol.
It's my birthday.
So what?
So I'm going to be 50.
So?
So do you want to come out with me or not?
I thought you always had a nice meal indoors with your old man.
Not this time.
He's not coming as well, is he?
You're joking. He only remembers my birthday if I tell him. And this year, I'm not going to tell him. This year, I'm going to go out and laugh and drink and do what you're meant to do. I mean, bloody hell, Mel, you're only 51.
Can't argue with that. But what's your old man going to say?
Oh, long as I cook him his tea before he goes off down the club, he couldn't care less. And neither could I, to be honest.
You don't mean that.
Oh, I don't know. But I'm going out anyway. And you and Tom are both coming.
Tom?
Yeah, you know, the security man.
Oh, I know. You're Mr. Sean Connery with his nice, tight, well-lined security stay press. He's terrified of you. You've never gone and asked him.
Yeah, well, that's the favour bit. He'd never come on his own, but he probably would if he knew you were going to be there.
Oh, thanks.
Come on, you know I'd do the same for you. You could ask Simon.
Why would I want to do that?
Oh, come on, Mel, please. A foursome on my birthday, it'd be great. You know, the last time I went on a foursome, I was 17. That's when I met my husband. He was my blind date. God, says it all, really. So you're coming.
What do you think?
Oh, brilliant. And you'll ask Simon?
As long as you ask Tom.
It's a deal. Right, come on, let's get back to our donuts before they come looking for us.
Wonderfield. This week's special reduction can be found on all pork products at our fresh meat counter. And
we what is it with your old man? What do you mean? Well, you never go anywhere together, do you?
Two apple turnovers, please. Certainly, love.
He's my husband.
Yeah, I know that, but
he doesn't want to know anymore, and I'm tired of trying. You feel so stupid.
Do you ever, you know?
To tell you the truth, I try to avoid it. Whenever he gets round to it, he thinks he's doing me a favour.
There you go, love.
Thanks. Was it ever any good?
Sex? A long time ago, maybe.
Well, he doesn't know what he's missing.
Try telling him that.
I wouldn't mind.
I've learnt to live with it. Anyway, you can always dream.
About Tom?
No.
You know you'll never get anywhere by just throwing yourself at him.
I don't want to get anywhere. That's the whole point. It's just a bit of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm telling you, the day I stop flirting is the day I start dying.
We'll see.
We will not. Now go and get me some more Belgians before I say something you'll regret. What now?
Go away with words, you know that.
I will have in a minute if you don't get me the Belgians.
Okay, I'm gone.
I'm in pieces. Does no one see?
Can I still get in?
No, sorry, love. Closed for the night now.
Go on, then.
Mel, would you shut up? I'm all nervous now. Look at me. I'm shaking and my legs have come up in goosebumps.
I'd be the same if I was wearing a skirt that short.
You think it's a bit tarty, then? What do you think?
good. It's meant to be tarty.
Oh, Mel, I don't think I can do this.
Oh, there's no turning back now. Look, he's seen us.
Oh.
All right there, girls.
Oh, Tom, have you got a minute?
Yeah. Always a pleasure.
I just want to ask you something.
Fire away, then.
Well, I was just wondering whether you'd like to come out with us for a drink on my birthday. Tomorrow night.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's nice to be asked, but...
Mel's coming as well, aren't you, love?
Yeah, I'm coming.
See? It's just a drink at the pub next door after work.
Well, I don't know.
What else are you going to be doing on a Tuesday night? It'd be a laugh.
Yeah, I know, but I usually take my mother out on Tuesdays.
Oh, come on, Tom. She wouldn't mind, surely. Never know. You might even enjoy yourself.
Don't get me wrong. I know how to have a good time, like the best of them.
So you come, then?
I'll see what I can do.
OK. The Beehive, 8:30 tomorrow, then. We'll see you there.
I hope so. Thanks for asking, anyway.
Bye.
See ya.
Whoa!
All right, dear love?
I was fine, thanks.
You know, with legs like that, darling, you must be a model. Do you want a drink?
You know, with lines like that, you must be a moron.
What?
Oh, come on, Mel. Let's go and sit somewhere more comfortable. These bar stools are a pain in the arse. No offence, mate.
Nice one, Carol. I think you put him off lager for life.
Well, he's been staring at you for the last hour, making stupid comments to his mates. He had to be told. Hey, let's go and sit at that table over there.
Where?
The one in the corner they're leaving.
How do you know?
Because both their glasses are empty. He wants a curry. She doesn't want him to drink anymore. And if they don't leave now, they'll never get a table at the Taj Mahal.
Oh, right. Obvious, really.
Is it all right if we join you?
No, fine. You can have the table. We're just leaving.
I'm impressed. I got lucky. Come on, then. Down the hatch. He's not going to come, is he? It's just gone 9:30.
Yeah, of course he will. Anyway, I thought you said he winked at you this morning when you was adjusting your uniform in the window and he was looking in from outside.
Maybe it was just the sun got in his eyes, I don't know.
I mean, Tom's not really a winker, is he? Whistling, maybe, but not winking.
So where's your Simon got to, then?
He's not my Simon. Oh, anyway, he said he couldn't make it, sorry.
Great. My first big night out in years and I've been stood up twice.
It's not like that.
Yeah, it is. Maybe I should have stayed at home. I mean, who am I kidding? I'm just getting old.
Oh, Tom will turn up, don't you worry. He was stood at that shop doorway with a sparkle in his eye all day today, I'm telling you.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, look, I'll tell you what. I'll put a record on.
This is 1999, Carol. They're all CDs nowadays.
What, even in a jukebox?
I think so. The world moves on.
Cool, don't I know it.
Back in a minute.
It's not unusual to be out with anyone. It's not unusual to be loved. And if I see you hanging around with anyone, it's not unusual to...
Shouldn't that be singing in the rain, love?
If I can dance like Gene Kelly.
Well, you certainly look the part.
Thanks.
Mind how you go.
I will. Da 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 da.
So is this the one you put on then?
Of course it is. The very Mr. Love Pants himself.
At least you didn't put on Cliff Richard.
What's wrong with Cliff?
You don't know.
No.
Oh.
What?
Never mind.
Look, there's Tom.
Blimey, I like that suit.
He looks like he's come straight out of one of those old black and white films.
Yeah, he does.
Oi, Tom! Over here, love! Oh!
Did you have to do that?
No.
Oh, girls. Sorry, I'm a bit late. Mother wasn't too good this evening.
Don't worry about it. You're here and that's what matters.
Looking rather nice, as Carol has just pointed out.
You be quiet, you. Don't mind her, Tom. What are you having?
I'll get these.
No, you won't. You sit yourself down, love. It's my round.
I'd give in gratefully if I was you. It's not worth the argument, believe me.
Well, I'll have a pint of lager then. Thanks very much.
I'll be right back.
Okay. So, is this a regular spot for you then?
What do you mean, do I come here often?
I was trying not to put it quite like that, but yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, I'll come here often, but I've never seen you.
I'm busy most nights.
Looking after your mother?
Some of the time.
So what do you do the rest of the time then, Tom?
Well, you know, this and that.
Which this and what that then?
That sounds like a trick question.
No, really.
Okay. Well, I like to work out. I spend most evenings in the gym. Well, I'm not too old, you know.
I can see that.
Thanks, sir. It's not every day I get a compliment from an attractive young woman.
I'd watch yourself if I was you, Tom.
I was only making conversation.
Right. Cheers, everyone.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
Good health. And a very happy birthday, Carol.
Thanks. So where'd you get to then, Tom? I was starting to think you weren't going to make it.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I had to get Mother settled for bed.
She's a lucky woman having a devoted son like you.
I do my best.
Have you always lived together then?
No. I was away in the forces, the army actually. I've been posted all around the world. I only came out a few years ago.
Why was that then?
I'd had enough. I did nearly 25 years in all.
Oh, right.
And my mother wasn't too good after the old man died. I'm an only child. No ties, so I just came back home.
Good for you. There's a lot that wouldn't.
I don't know. Things just happen and you get on with it. But that's enough for me. It's your birthday. I haven't even brought you a drink yet.
Tell you what. How about a game of darts, then? Loser buys the next round.
Darts? You can leave me out of it. I'll probably kill someone. Tom?
I don't know.
Come on, you're not afraid of losing to a woman, are you?
No, I'm afraid of you having to pay for all the drinks on your birthday.
You what? Hey, there's no chance of that. Come on, mate, up you get.
You're going to come and watch me, Mel? If you promise not to scream like you did last Christmas.
She doesn't.
She did?
I did not. I might get a bit enthusiastic, though. I don't get out much.
Right, so just
don't
do it.
Oh!
Yes! Double to finish, yeah?
Yeah, that's it.
Carol, you're on 7. It's an odd number.
And?
Where are you going to find 3.5, then? They don't do decimal points on a darts board.
I've got 2 darts left.
Oh. Come on, Mel. Give Carol some space to concentrate.
Thank you, Tom. Here we go, then.
One!
Oh.
Yes!
Well, I don't believe it. Such control. I could watch you play darts all day, Carol.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Are you all right there, Mel? Do you need some air?
Tom, love, that's Mel's idea of a joke.
I wish.
Oh.
Okay, everyone, shut up now. 1, 2, and...
Oh!
Would you look at that?
No, I really am going to be sick.
Double 3, yeah. The winner!
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, darts or what? Happy birthday, Carol. 2 large martinis, is it?
I think maybe I'm starting to feel a bit better.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks, Tom.
I'll be right back.
Looks like you've fallen on your feet tonight, Carol.
How do you mean?
You know what I mean. And you deserve it.
Yeah. Have you got a cigarette?
Anyone here ordered a cab?
Yeah, we did. Come on, hurry up.
Best game of darts ever. I don't know how you do it, Carol.
Thanks very much. You weren't too bad yourself.
Shall I just leave now or what?
Don't be silly. It's been a great evening.
You mean that's it?
Well,
I can't go home at this time of night.
Why not?
It's too early. Tom, why don't we all go round yours for a drink?
I'd like to, but Mother, you know.
Oh, yeah, right.
How about your place, Carol?
You're kidding. He'll still be up watching the snooker.
Who?
My husband. You know, the one who lets me do all the work while he spends his early retirement in the bookies, in the pub or in front of the telly. He says he deserves a rest. Must be nice for him.
Maybe I shouldn't have asked.
No problem, love. He's at home and I'm not. What's wrong with your flat then, Mel?
My sister.
Oh, yeah.
All right then, girls. No need to panic. As Petula once said, I think I know a little place we can go where they never close.
Hey, downtown.
You've been there too, then?
What are you both going on about?
Just trust me. Come on.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
Are you sure about this, Tom?
It'll be all right. Don't worry.
I've never seen anything like this before. Well, get on with it then. I'm freezing.
Just hold it a minute. There you go. As long as we go in and out this way, we won't set off any alarms.
What about the cameras?
Don't even worry about that, love. Jerry's on tonight. He just sleeps in front of the monitors. Saves his energy for working the bins in the morning.
So is this kind of like breaking and entering?
Sort of, but I did know the code to get in.
Yeah, but we'd still get nicked if anyone found us.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Brilliant! What do you think of this thing, Carol?
I think it's mad. The best laugh I've had in years.
Come on, then. The night is young. Grab that trolley. Let's go!
Yes!
Supermarket sweet.
Hey. So next time you're at the checkout and you hear the beep, think of all the fun you could be having
here on Supermarket Sweep.
Sorry, Tyle.
No.
Don't you think this is taking your honesty thing a bit far, Carol?
We can't just nick stuff. Look, you get the drinks out of the trolley and onto the checkout, and I'll slip into my favourite seat and price it all up for
you. Only I'm paying. It's your birthday, remember?
I feel like a queen sitting here. Tom, you really made my birthday special, you know?
And it's not over yet. Come on, let's run this lot through the till, then we can go and crack open a couple of cans in a customer restaurant. I've always wanted to have a beer over there.
Why?
Because you can't have a beer there. They'd never allow that, would they? Shoppers aren't meant to be pissed. I mean, if you're pissed, who cares about special offers? They can't control you if you're pissed. Your responses are all wrong.
Carol, I think he's coming over all political.
Sir, if you don't mind shutting up for a minute, that'll be £33.27, please.
My pleasure.
Tom, what's going to happen when they check the till in the morning? It's going to look a bit odd, isn't it?
I hope so. I can't wait to see their faces. Look, there you go. I keep the change.
Oh, thanks.
I'm getting thirsty.
God, I just dropped the Bacardi.
I'd never have guessed.
Don't worry about it. There's plenty more where that came from.
You're not going to make us pay for it again, are you, Carol? I mean, if they drop it in the shop, they'll give you another one.
Oh, I know that. I might be honest, but I'm not stupid as well.
Sorry, just checking. I'll go and get another bowl then.
You do that. We'll go and sit down.
Back in a minute, Tom.
We'll be just over there.
This is what the kids drink now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Stupid name, though. Hooch.
Yeah. It tastes like baby sham.
If you ask me, there's no better drink than lager. You know what you're getting with lager?
Yeah.
It's nice in here now, isn't it? All the lights are kind of soft and you can see things sort of glistening along the aisles. It's like Aladdin's cave.
Yeah, I suppose so. I never thought of it like that.
You haven't been keeping the right company then, Carol.
Maybe not.
Well, you're all right now. Don't mind if I come a bit closer to you?
No.
It's just I can't see a face from the other side of the table with the lights half on and that.
Oh, yeah, that's all right by me, love.
Thanks.
Do you want a cigarette?
No, thanks. I'm okay for now.
Do you mind if I have one?
You please yourself, love.
Well, you never know.
You go ahead. Don't mind me.
Yeah. Tom, what do you think about when you're alone at night?
I don't do nights very much now.
Yeah, but when you do, it must be kind of strange. Like you're the only person in the world. So who do you think about? What keeps you going? You're on this deserted island and you're waiting for them all to come back. You sort of know they will, but what if they don't? The world could end and you'd miss it. The morning shift would never happen.
It's never felt that bad.
No? Okay, then, but what would you think about?
What would you think about?
No, I asked you first. Come on, you can tell me. Just imagine it. Tonight's the last night ever. What would be on your mind? Just imagine.
I don't normally.
What?
Imagine.
You must.
Honest, I don't. I wouldn't mind, but men don't, really.
Well, that's not what I've heard.
Yeah, but that's different.
How?
That's not imagination, that's just learnt behaviour. We can do that in our sleep.
Really?
You know what I mean.
I don't know, maybe. Look, come on. Last night on Earth, forget sex. What would you think about?
Emma.
Who?
Emma.
I said forget about...
No, this is different. Believe me.
Go on, then.
I've never told anyone.
I suppose this is my lucky day, then.
Right, we could talk about something else.
No, come on, I was only messing about. I'd like to know.
That's going to sound silly.
No, it isn't. And anyway, it's my birthday. You've got to tell me now. So who's the mysterious Emma?
Okay, then. I met Emma a long time ago. We used to go to the same school, St. Stephen's.
And?
Well, we were 14 when we started going out together. At first, we just used to hang around in the park, and then we started going to the pictures and all the rest.
I'll bet.
But we never went all the way. We decided we were going to wait till we got married.
Yeah?
Yeah. We got engaged at 16.
Oh, that's so romantic.
And then on my 17th birthday, she broke it off.
Why?
She said we was too young. She got in with some student hippie lot and decided she wanted to go off to art school. When I look back on it, it was obvious, really. Once she started going on about that Jim Morrison bloke and listening to Hendrix and all the other psychedelic stuff, I should have known it was all going to go down the pan.
So she went off to college and left you behind?
No, she didn't. I wasn't going to hang around and wait for that. I went off and joined the army.
I bet she didn't like that.
I don't know. I never spoke to her again. Until last week.
You what?
Yeah. Right here.
What, area?
Yeah. Right here, in the customer restaurant. I was on my break and this woman just came right up to me. I knew who it was straight away.
Cheeky cow.
That's what I wanted to think. I wanted to be dead casual in that, but I couldn't. As soon as I saw her, I knew I still loved her. Stupid, innit?
What did she want then?
Nothing. She just wanted to talk. She never went to art school. She never got married either. She worked on the buses for years until they got rid of the conductors.
So what are you going to do now?
I said I'd see her on Saturday.
You never.
Why not? I've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I suppose you have. Where are you going to take her then?
I don't know yet. I'm going to meet her by the park gates, like we used to.
Oh.
Hope she turns up.
She will. A woman doesn't leave it this long and then not turn up.
You think so?
I know so. You're a decent man, Tom. You just make sure she doesn't mess you around this time.
Well, I think we're a bit too old to be playing games with each other.
Well, I hope that's not true for both your sakes. You've got to keep a bit in reserve. Keep the girl guessing. Surprises are half the fun. Believe me, when the surprises go, there's not a lot left.
You sound too much like you know.
Oh, I do.
Doesn't have to be like that, Carol.
Doesn't it?
Nah, it's never too late to turn things around.
Maybe. You know, I'm glad you've got your Emma back.
Not yet, I haven't.
Oh, you will.
What about you and your old man? Do you still love him?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose I do. Where's that mill got to? She should know her way round this place by now. I'll better go and have a look for her.
I'm in pieces. Does no one see it?
I was beginning to think you two have forgotten all about me.
Well, how were we supposed to know you were going to lock yourself in the toilet?
Shh.
Hey, what's that?
It's the cleaners. I forgot all about them.
Oh, what are we going to do? We've got to go out that way.
Hide.
Where?
Behind the freezers. Once they've come past us, we'll have to make a run for it.
What about my shoes?
Take them off.
I can't.
I'll ruin your tights.
I'll buy a new pair.
No, you shouldn't.
I will, for your birthday.
Have you two finished yet? Come on, then.
Let's go. Security guards don't do this kind of thing.
They do now.
Oh, God, isn't it? Have you been reading them funny books, Tom?
Shh, shh, shh.
Are they going to hear us?
Oh, that's not the point. When you're hiding, you're meant to keep quiet.
All right.
Come on, then. Let's make a break.
This is brilliant. It's like being in a film.
Hang on. I can't get me other shoe off.
Hurry up. They'll be back down in a minute.
Okay. Got it.
Let's go.
Tom, grab her arm. She's going to fall.
All right, now, take it easy. I've got you.
Oh, no.
Oh. You all right?
Yeah, thanks. The same about the sugar bar.
Do you think they saw us?
Who cares?
I think we'd better get out of here.
Race you across the car park.
Oh, no. I can't run like that. I'm 50.
Yours you can.
Come on, love. Let's go. I'll hold your shoes.
Thanks. Oh, it's been a great birthday, Tom. You're a sweetheart.
Your old man's a lucky bloke, you know. You need to wake up before someone else comes along and whisks you away.
Yeah. I might just tell him that.
You should.
And if that girl messes you around at the weekends, you let me know, right?
Don't worry. I will.
You better.
Oi, Mel! Oh, done! Oh, 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 yes, we did.
In Supermarket Kisses by Mark Toohey, Carol was played by Anita Dobson, Mel by Alison Pettit, and Tom by Paul Bradley. Other parts were played by Tilly Gaunt, Elizabeth Convoy, and Harry Myers, and the director was Claire Grove. I would fix you. Say-